Hello, everyone. My name is Aaron Johnson. I'm the host and creator of Turn to the Page podcast. Tune in where I will have Victor Stallworth, pastor and missionary, on the air. Hello, everyone. My name is Aaron Johnson. I'm the host of Turn to the Page podcast. And today I will have Victor Stallworth on today. How are you doing, Victor?
I am blessed. How are you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, You know, I'm very excited I got you on the show, man. You know, I've been trying to plan this for a long time, and finally I got you on the show. And how are you feeling today?
I am blessed. Well, I'm glad to be on the show, and thank you for the opportunity to join you. So I am here. Have no fear. Victor is here, and I'm just excited about this moment.
Okay, so Victor, you know, me myself and the audience, we just gonna jump right into it. We want to know, man, you know, as the host and audience, what is your story?
Well, my story, let me give you the short version of my story. And the short version of this, I'll just tell you a little bit about my background. My parents had 11 kids. I'm the youngest of 11. And I was born in Mobile, Alabama. And at that very early age of 17, I was called into the ministry. I knew my calling when I was about 8 years old. I knew what was in my heart. God placed in my heart to become a pastor. So at 17, I received the call, and I began to preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In my early 20s, I was an associate pastor in my city that I was born in. And I did that for 2 years, and it was a very interesting moment, shall I say, those 2 years, because I learned a lot, and God taught me something, because he was placing me in my destiny. And so I became the associate pastor of a church that was a different culture than I was. And so it was all part of God's master plan for me. And so after that, after that 2 years period, I left my home city and I moved to another state, about 500 miles away. I never wanted to leave home, but God placed that in my heart to leave, and I went. And I went off to school there in this particular city as well, and began to learn some things and begin to just walk in my destiny. The Lord gave me extra tools for my journey. And so when he moved me from my hometown, he sent me to another city, a large metropolitan in the Dallas area. And then from there, I went to another city, moved to another city to further my education for the call of God that was upon my life. And from there, I entered into, after I graduated from that learning institution in another city, then I went to the mission field. And that was part of my destiny, because I had a passion, I have a passion for the nations of the earth. And God did not call me just for one particular people group, my own people group, but he has called us to the nation. And actually, that is the call for all humanity. Everyone that is, serving the Lord, we are called to go to the nation in some form or another. Some people go, and there are some people that sent others to go. So you have senders and you have goers. Those are the two type of missionary.
Okay.
One, provide the resources, and the other to go. So through all that, and so I think about now, it's been about 33 years now, and got an early start. So, and through those, I've had some hard times like anybody else, and but God has helped me through those hard times, and through it all, you know, God has brought me through my destiny. He's yet taken me to fulfill that destiny He has called me to. So it's been a journey, and God has never forsaken me.
Okay. You know, like yourself, you know, I feel like a lot of this right here, the podcast is a platform for me myself, you know, just to reach out and touch people and paint a picture for them. And
yes,
also, you know, this a stepping stone in another direction as well as maybe even be a host for a talk show, you know. But I can definitely understand what you're saying, as save as many souls as possible.
Right.
So for myself and the audience also want to know, you know, how has your story shaped who you are today?
Yes. Well, that's really not a hard question, but it has shaped me. The good, the bad, and the ugly has shaped me and have given me more of a passion and a determination to fulfill the mandate. So it, many years ago, there was a songwriter, Andre Crouch. He wrote a song that says, "Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. I learned to trust in His word." So all that I've gone through, the good, the bad, the ugly, the preparation, the training, all that has helped me to become a better me. And so, and God, and to glorify God. And so everything will work for us if we love and trust God, according to Romans 8:28. The Bible said that all things work together for good, for them to love God. Work together, I mean, it cooperates, and it will work for a better you, a better good, to better the self, you know. And to the ultimate goal is to glorify God and to be conformed into His identity. And so the good and the bad and the ugly has all come together to form and to help me to fulfill my purpose and my destiny. You know, I'm passionate yet still for the things of God. Yeah, I have a greater love for people. I have a greater heart, you know, for people that has been broken and people that are hurting, and just to, you know, to give them hope. So my story has helped me and has formed me to be more compassionate and more, you know, loving for people. And then also the experience, all that has helped me and to come into the perfect plan of God for my life.
Okay. I could kind of relate to that. You know, me, myself, we all, I can definitely relate to that. You know, I think me, myself, and the audience also can agree that we all need some kind of guidance when we try to negate or deter ourselves off that path. We need something to push us back.
Yes.
And we all stray, and we all need that shepherd to guide us, to keep us from straying.
Absolutely.
You know, me, myself, you know, we are what they call tools in the shed, and we got to keep them sharp.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would like to say this, if I can, you know, those out there that I want to give you a hope. Perhaps you are struggling in trying to fulfill your destiny. Just remember, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly will all work together for God, for those who love God and who are the call according to His purpose. So don't give up hope. You know, that the destiny in you is greater than the destruction and the chaos around you.
I can definitely agree to that. But you know, me, myself, in the audience, you know, as far as can you tell me about a time when you had no idea what you was doing?
Oh yes, I can I can tell you about that, you know, having something that I have no idea. Yes, I'll give you an example. One of the time I was going my last tour as a missionary, and I lived overseas my last tour as, you know, for a year, and I was pastoring a church. But before I got to that place where I began to pastor this church, I didn't have any family member here. I'm in a foreign country, thousands of miles away from home. I didn't know that many people. I had one contact, and I was praying, you know, Lord, show me the way. Which way do I go? And, you know, I had one-way ticket back to the United States. And then I had one-way ticket to get to where I felt the Lord was placing upon my heart the destiny that he had for me to fulfill was in a certain part of the country, in the northern part of the country. And I didn't know at first. It was kind of like an Abrahamic journey. God told Abraham to leave his country and to go into a place that later he would tell him, God would tell him. But you know, Abraham went out and he stepped out on what he knew. And that's oftentimes, and I want my our listeners to really listen to that. Oftentimes, God does not give you the whole picture. And those, sometimes you got to kind of like fake it till you make it, so to speak, you know. So all the time, God is not going to give you the blueprint altogether. He gives you an idea, but he wants us to trust him. And so that's, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, but one thing I knew, that God was for me and that God was telling me, and I had to fulfill the destiny that he had placed upon me and the destiny that he I needed to fulfill at that particular season in my life. Yeah. So I didn't know exactly the whole plan, but I had to trust him and follow him. And it was just like when Peter was in the boat, God told him, Jesus told him to get out of the boat. Matthew's the 14th chapter. Jesus told him to get out of the boat. And he said, Jesus, is that you? You know, Peter didn't know what he was doing, but you know what? Jesus spoke one word to him and he said, come. Perhaps you have a business idea. Perhaps you have a passion in your heart. If God has placed that passion in your heart, you can rest assured God will sustain what he has told you to do. And when Peter got out of the boat, you know, the wind was blowing, the waves were roaring, and guess what? Peter stepped out on the one word that Jesus spoke. Jesus said, come. So he got out of the boat of comfort. He got out of the boat of just being complacent. And oftentimes, we get complacent when God is trying to stretch us and take us to another level. Perhaps we may not know what we're doing, but we trust him and get out of that which is familiar and trust God, God will bring it all together. And that is what happened to me. I got to my place of destiny. I didn't know anybody. I had one contact. But guess what? I found that place that God has me. There were people that were praying for a pastor. And at the right time, God sent me there. And I began to walk into my destiny and to help hurting people.
Okay. I can definitely relate to that. You know, I think that me myself, you know, I think God had put an obstacle there as far as me being employed. I think God was telling me that I needed to be employed through myself, you know, not working for anyone, but be my own boss. And, yes, you know, he instilled it, like you say, and he instilled it in my wife. You know, she said, you know what? God didn't put us here to work for anybody. He just put that in my heart, and he put that in my heart for you too. He want us to be our own business partner, our own boss, he want us to be able to employ other people. So I said myself, you know, me and my wife, we got together, and we eventually started to go out and, you know, do investments as far as real estate investment and things. So that makes sense. And also, you know, even with the podcast, this was another stepping stone to go in the direction of, you know, trying to, for me to try to go and be my own boss and start my own career as well, you know. Yeah. And you know, that's, and for the audience, you know, me myself, I think if God put that in your path to be your own boss, go do it. You know, yes. You know, I think we all are destined for something. Yes. I agree with you, Victor, all the way.
Thank you.
So, you know, how long have you been a pastor?
33 years.
Okay.
33 years. Like I said, I knew at age, around about age 8, that what I wanted to do in life. And when I was, you know, 17, the Lord called me. And at 18, I began to prepare myself for that call. And then I launched out into the deep. I obeyed the Lord and begin to pursue my destiny.
I definitely can agree to that. You know, I definitely felt like God told me to go do something, and I definitely felt like, you know, he had me in his best interest, you know, as far as saying, hey, it's just like putting in an application. If you going, if you take one step, I'm gonna take the other two.
Absolutely.
Me myself, you know, that's why I definitely, you know, put some, not my all into podcasting, but I want to be that to be something that, you know, I can show it to my kids and say, you know what, this is what happened when you go and you listen to Jesus, about when he put something in your heart and he put it in your mind and he give you a mere idea, you put it in front of you, you make it a reality.
Yeah.
And so if money wasn't an option, what would you do every day?
If money wasn't an option, what would I do? Just what I'm doing now, Aaron. Just what I'm doing now. This is my passion. You know, I think about this. I dream about this. I pray about this. I fast about this. This is my passion here. So to answer your question, I'll be doing just what I'm doing now, giving hope to people. And serving people and the gospel, you know, telling people the good news of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that so whosoever believes in him should not perish, but everlasting life. I keep proclaiming the message of hope, that God is for you and not against you. According to, I will keep declaring the word of God. In Jeremiah 29:11, and then the Lord said, I know the plans and the thought that I have you, and they are to give you an expected end and hope. God is not out to get you, but God is out to help you.
Absolutely. I definitely believe that we really need a lot of that in this day and age, that we need a lot of that, a lot of chaos is working on in the world. People are dying, you know. There's no justice, and I think when Jesus Christ comes back, it's going to be a lot of justice, sir. Yeah. And we definitely need great people like you, Victor, out here serving and carrying the cross, and definitely, you know, giving a word, because there's a lot of people out here that just, they're going in directions and there's no end. You know, they don't have a solution to their problems, and the solution stands right there.
Yes, absolutely.
And me myself, you know, I see a lot of, I know I don't, I try not to, you know, I know you're probably a person of this angle. I try not to take what I see on TV, but, and judge it, but that's what's going on. You know, the world is a very wicked place.
Yes.
And, you know, we need a lot of good people that are not scared to put on the salvation, the suit of armor, and say, you know what? I'm going out here and I'm going on faith and I'm going to preach the word, and my father went to the cross and I have to go to the cross too, just so I can get this word to where it need to be.
Right.
And we definitely need people like that, because what would happen to the world if we didn't have those people?
That's right. We are ambassadors of hope, and we need a lot of hope. People need a lot of hope. They're losing their job. They're sick. The COVID-19 is increasing, you know, and people need hope. This too will pass. You know, we're gonna as globally, as a nation, we're gonna get over it. We're gonna pass. Yeah, we have a real enemy, and it's called COVID-19. But guess what? This did not take God by surprise. And I believe that, you know, God has an answer, and we're going to get over this. And this too will pass.
I definitely agree with that. You know, I think that, you know, even with the COVID-19, I think that sometimes God said, you know what, I can let this happen so that people can, so that families can come together, and they can also, the families can come to me and talk to me. Let's not forget who the beginning and the end is. Let's not forget who there when nobody else is there. And I think that for me, that says a lot.
Yes.
And especially when we are in a COVID-19 state, people are dying, people are getting sick. And I think at this point in time, this is a time for us to actually grab hold of God's unchanging hand.
Absolutely. And everything, Aaron, everything else is fading away. The only thing is sure is the love of God. And
absolutely.
Jesus loves us. You know, he loves us with an everlasting love. And that's good news. That's hope, you know, that God loves you and he has a plan for you. He's not. And the key thing is that we want our listeners to really know that God didn't bring this disease. And so this is another subject for another day, but God did not bring this disease upon us. He allowed it, but he did not bring it. He's a good God. According to Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, he's a good God. And he exercised loving kindness throughout the earth. These are the things that he wants us to rejoice in, to remember. The bad, just think of the devil. He's a bad devil, and God is a good God. And that's good news, that Brother Aaron.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can totally agree to that, because I think at some point we all need it, because we get to that point in our life, we're like, look, I just want to give up. And we turn around and say, you know what? What did Jesus give up? He kept going.
Kept going.
And, you know, and I think that's enough talk for me, enough faith for me to say, you know what? I'm going to make it through today, and when tomorrow I get here, I'll deal with tomorrow.
That's right. And that's what the Bible said, that Jesus, you know, he looked beyond the cross and he saw you and I that needed salvation. He looked beyond the cross and the shame and the humility that he went through. He looked beyond all that bad stuff because he saw you and I in the future.
So, you know, me, myself, and the audience, we definitely want to know, Victor, you know, because I definitely believe and see that you're a man of God, and we really want to know this. What keeps you motivated?
Well, what keeps me motivated is simply the love of God. And it reminds me of the Apostle Paul. He said, the love of God constrains or compels us. And what keeps me going and doing what I want to do for God, what keeps when I wake up, you know, I pray about, I dream about, is to give people hope. I like to see people happy. It motivates me to, you know, to want to reach out and help and serve my fellow humanity. And so the answer to your question is the love of God. It's like gasoline for a car. It is my fuel. It keeps my passion. And when you don't have that passion, then you don't really have anything to drive you. So that is one of the things that drives in me, is the love and the compassion that God has placed in my heart for humanity.
That is amazing. Simply amazing. Because that definitely what drives me. You know, some days I get up and I'm like, you know, what am I going to do today? Maybe I just lay back down and Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to give you enough gas to get up out of bed and go after that, what you need to get.
That's right. And you know,
because sometimes I get up in the morning, I'm like, hey, I don't want to bother with anything. And I'm sure some of the people in the audience that's listening, they have those days where they like, you know what, I just want to bother with no one. I strictly want to go to work and and do my job and go home. But God give you that extra fuel. You pray and you ask God, say, hey, God, give me that extra fuel to deal with this person that works today because I don't want to be bothered with them. And I think we all have that moment in our lives, or maybe it's something materialistic as a car or paying a bill. It's something.
Yes.
It's something. The devil is always throwing you a curveball.
Absolutely.
And so for me, I think God always gives you the knowledge to know when to hit the curve.
Yes.
So for me and the audience, we also want to know, you know, some of the fans want to know, what are your plans for rest and self-care?
Yes. We oftentimes forget about ourselves in the midst of serving others. And so that plan is pull away, retreat, time for refreshments. And I've done that for the past 30 something years. And sometimes it hits me. It's like, I got to get away. I have to go. Even Jesus did it. Moses, he went to the mountaintop. Jesus, he went aside, and he and his disciples, they went to the times of prayer in the mount. And we have to do the same thing as well. But if not, we'll burn out. A lot of ministers are leaving the ministry. Why? Because they don't have self-care. They don't know how to pull aside, and they end up burned out. And so I've learned this trade here is to just pull away when it's time. And you have to be true to yourself, to thy own self, be true. And just sometimes, you know, you have to pull away, because it goes back. You need gas to go. And if you burn out, you don't have any gas, then you don't have any fuel in your car of life to serve others. And when you're like that, you end up, you know, irritated, you know, frustrated. Some pastors have gone into depression because they didn't have self-care. So to answer your question, over the past 30-something years, I've had to pull aside from Facebook, social media, and get along with the Lord and allow him to refresh me. Because we must live off the overflow and serve off the overflow and let the Lord fill us up. And there was an old song that says, fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up to you. And so we have to pull away and come aside and sit at the feet of Jesus and wait before him to allow him to refresh us. That's what I've done. That's what it's a biblical example, and it's in the Bible.
Yes, I can definitely agree to that. You know, at some point when I first started my podcast, you know, I was posting like every week and maybe 2-3 times a week. And at some point I found myself like burnt out. I was like, wait a minute. It just seemed like my mind just completely went blank. I don't know if you're familiar with writer's block.
Yes.
And it was like, I was like, wait a minute. I just completely ran out of ideas. It was like something was in front of me, but I couldn't put that concept together. Yes. to put it through radio. And then I said, well, you know what? I need to take myself away from the situation. Yes. Go and say, hey, go get you some rest. Come back. Come at this day. And then that way. And I just saw myself. I set it down for about a couple of weeks. And this is no lie, Victor. I set it down for about 3 weeks. And believe it or not, since then, you've been my first podcast since then.
Oh.
And I haven't done a podcast in almost 3 weeks. And it was like a complete blank. I was exhausted. I didn't want to do it no more. And I had the knowledge to do it. And I just saw myself like, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm just going to leave it there, put my phone down. And then, you know, when my wife was, when you reached out to me, you was talking to my wife, and I talked to you, and I'm like, you know what? God said, do a podcast with him.
There you go.
And the fire was jumping, burning again. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I didn't want to do it in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's like, I was done. I'm like, you know, I got the knowledge and I was kind of burned out about it. And, you know, God, you, like you say, God do things.
Right.
In a timely and art amount.
Yes.
And I think I think that this situation, this relationship, as you know, for me and you both, was kind of a coexistence situation.
Yes.
And it was destined to happen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So, you know, I definitely thank God for that, you know, as far as putting the fire back in and say, you know what, don't stop right here. The road doesn't end right here.
Absolutely.
It's continuous.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for me, you definitely was an inspiration for me. You know, you came in, you said, you know what, let's do this podcasting.
Yes.
We're gonna make it happen. The devil is gonna try to cut our connection. We gonna do it, make it happen, and we're gonna boss through it.
Absolutely.
And so me, myself, and the artist, man, we definitely appreciate that. But what we want to know, man, is what is your vision for yourself, your company, and for the next 5 years?
Yeah. May I say something before we get to that next question?
Sure.
Yeah. I just want to say, you know, perhaps somewhere out there, one of our listeners may be in a place of hopelessness, and maybe you have put your visions on the back burner. You have lost hope of your dreams and your vision. Well, my word for you today is, don't forget the vision. Don't forget what God has placed in your heart. You know, I'm reminded when the children of Israel, they were taken away, and they were required to sing a song of Zion. And they said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But then it says that, oh, I can't, basically, I'm a paraphrase, I can't forget my homeland. I can't forget my homeland. I'm not going to put my harp on the willow tree, because they put their harp on the willow tree, where, in other words, they lost hope. But we don't have to put our hearts, what God has placed in us, on the willow tree and forget about our visions. So I just wanted to interject that. Now, back to your question, and my plans and my vision. Well, for one, to be financial independent. And let me say this. I didn't get into ministry to get, you know, to go out the money, run out the money. I went into the ministry because I want to help people. And what I have seen, that I have a big heart and I want to help a lot of people. But the resources, I need resources to do that. So I want to be in a place financially that I won't have to worry about depending on someone to give a donation or offering. I want to, you know, and that's not being prideful. It's just being, I want to be in a place that I can help people. If I don't have money to help people, you know, then it takes money to work the ministry. And I don't want to be a burden to the ministry. But if I can be financially independent by investment or some business ventures, then I can use that for the kingdom. And that's what really wealth is for. God give us power to get wealth, and so that he can establish his kingdom with us. He give us power so that we can advance the cause of Christ. So, number one, I want to be financial independent, and number two, I would like to have a place, which I think we said within 5 years, I think that's in your question, that I would like to have a place, a practical place that I can give practical help to people, for as education, teaching them a tool. My philosophy of ministry is not just to give someone a fish, but teach them how to fish. And so if we can put a tool in their hands and to help them become fishermen and to educate them and to teach them about investment, because, you know, we should not have the mentality, just going from an 8-to-5 job, a 9-to-5 job, but we should have the, God said that we should be the head. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the Bible said that, you're the head and not the tail. In other words, God wants you to own that business. God wants you to be fruitful and multiply whatever he has placed in your hand. Why? So that you can advance the kingdom. So part B is to have a place that I can teach that to people and to educate, because we can change the mind. We have a saying here, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. So we can change our mindset, our mentality. That is key. And so you have to do that by education and instruction. So, and that would come into play of that physical place where I can do this, a facility.
Okay, definitely. I believe, like you said, if you don't fall for Jesus, you fall for anything.
That's true.
And, we just need to, like you say, follow, get our roadmap, which is the Bible, and definitely follow the roadmap. The roadmap will never leave you.
Oh, absolutely, Brother Aaron. I agree with that 100%. You can't go wrong with Jesus.
And, for me, it was a lesson for me. Even through the podcast, I definitely learned a lot, through this podcast alone. You not only have to have faith in Jesus, you just have to have faith in whatever you do.
Absolutely.
I definitely appreciate you coming on the air, showing people that, hey, God is out here and he hadn't forgot about you. Absolutely. All you got to do is grab hold of his unchanging hand.
Yes.
And believe and have faith.
Yes.
COVID-19 is only for a moment, but Jesus himself.
Boy, I tell you, that's good preaching there. I don't need to say anymore. I think you said it all right there. So that's wonderful. And I thank you, Brother Aaron, for having me on the show and to be able to, to use this platform to be an ambassador of hope, a spread some good news.
Absolutely. I greatly appreciate you coming on the air, taking the time out to give me the word and give my audience and the people out there that's facing COVID-19. What God says, hey, pass out the faith. Tell the people about me so that they'll know about me.
Yeah.
And I definitely appreciate you coming on here, man, sharing that wisdom. And, I definitely absorb some of this wisdom that you have. Not some, but all. Oh,
praise the Lord.
And, throwing a young dog a bone and let me know, hey, it ain't nothing wrong with you.
Yes, yeah.
And letting them know that sometimes the sheep do stray. But it's nothing wrong with the shepherd coming again and say, hey, come back over here. You don't have to stand in the cold.
Yes.
And Jesus got you.
Absolutely.
But thank you for coming on the show. And you guys, this is Victor Stallworth. And I'm your host, Aaron Johnson, the creator of Turning the Page podcast. And Victor Stallworth, thank you, man. I love you and appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And we're out of here. Hello, everyone. My name is Aaron Johnson. I'm the host and creator of Turn the Page podcast. If you guys have any questions, feel free to leave it in the comment down below.